thank you. Allowing me last time to work with this instrument. I hope that what you were given has been of some help to you.
Thank you.
It was enjoyable evening. This time, I will answer any questions, but I would say to you, my dear friends, that there is an exercise for each one of you after I have spoken.
Thank you.
I will explain it for you now before we continue with any questions. It would be appropriate for you all to go back in time to some point in your childhood. There, of course, will be many points where you could reach back to. But we ask that each one of you use your free will to choose which time and to find within that time a point where some kind of realization came to you that has stayed with you throughout your life into adulthood. Do you understand?
Yes.
I would say only that you will know at which point you must begin. All of these exercises are not frivolous, but are happenings for your own development. As I promised you that this year of your time would be spent in your own self-development. It is most important that as we continue, not only are my words important, but that each one of you feels that they are making progress as far as allowing the spirit to come to the fore. I hope that you will agree with me.
Yes.
Now, if we have any questions this time, I will be happy to try to help you in your understanding.
Thank you. Could I ask one about when you work with your instrument, it's quiet. Can you explain a little of what happens when you're working with your instrument? Or is it too complicated for us to understand?
As of last time, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. When I work with this instrument, she is, of course, placed to one side, as I believe you well understand. But when I ask to work with the instrument quietly, then the opportunity is given to us to make adjustments and for the instrument to be taken much more deeply on a higher vibration.
Ah, it's always difficult for her to come back.
Yes.
It takes quite a while.
Because I am working with her on a different level.
She remembers nothing when she comes back.
Yes, that as maybe the time will come, I can tell you when she may recall at times what has been happening.
That'd be interesting for the rest of us. And for herself, of course.
But I have to say that will be quite some time yet. All things take time. All actions need patience.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that in a way, because that also means that you will be with us for quite some time.
Thank you. As always, my dear friends, your words always seem to be that of the wise one. But I hope that I can help each one of you to grow much whilst we continue with our acquaintance. And yes, I can tell you that the time is not ready for this instrument to leave.
Yes, nice to know.
You've helped us all a tremendous amount.
Yes.
We would miss you greatly if you were to go too soon.
Every problem that comes along, we try and think of the spiritual side and the wise and wherefores.
Yes, that is as it should be. Ask and you will be given.
Yes.
Not only by me, my dear friends. Do not forget those who stand close by you at all times. Remember those dedicated souls who you may never know by name in your lifetime, but they are always with you. To them I say, give your daily thanks. Because no matter what problems you encounter, they will help and uplift you.
We do appreciate their presence very much.
I, of course, am always with you. But as you know, all of us cannot interfere in your lives. But we can help, and we can uplift, and we can guide you. But ultimately, all choices are yours.
Thank you for the help I get.
Yes.
It's wonderful to feel that we are not alone in any way.
No one is ever left alone. Even those souls who feel that they are all alone are never.
Thank you.
may be more difficult at times to uplift those who have gone deeply within themselves, who have no knowledge of spirit, but they always have someone with them.
Yes, certainly people sometimes are driven by various means to deep depression.
Yes.
With sometimes a very sad results.
Yes.
But I cannot begin to imagine how those who stand close feel about that in those very depressed times.
Yes. Of course they can become engulfed within the sadness that radiates from the human being. But they have the ability to withdraw and to find that peace to which they belong in order to return to help those most in need. And remember, there are many, many, many who are willing to come to your earthly plane to help those in despair and great need.
Well, those in despair really only have to ask.
Yes, if only they would use that one word and to know that the help will always be there.
Could I ask a question about synchronicity, which we have talked about, I know, but some further clarification might be possible at this stage. We talk of chance. That really links to mathematics and probability, as for example with throwing dice, and there is a particular calculatable chance of a particular number coming up on the die. Now, I think I would be right in assuming that what we call synchronicity always has its spirit connection, and even the numbers on dice could be influenced from spirit, but not usually.
Yes, I understand your question. But let me put this simply for you. Remember the power of thought?
Yes.
Do you not know those individuals who some would term lucky?
Yes. Yes.
Can you not see?
A good gambler can work the odds through his power of thought.
Yes.
Yes.
He may not be aware that that is what he is doing. But the mind can make many things happen.
Yes.
But it is the power, the force behind the thoughts that creates the reality. Always, my dear friends, we return to these same issues. All of life seems so simple to us in our world. But I have to say that you human beings complicate what is so simple.
Yes, so
you
the
use so many words.
Yes.
When one would suffice.
Yes,
yes, that's true, isn't it?
Yes, the extraordinary synchronicities that come to us from spirit, they would also connect with power of thought, I imagine.
I feel that we must differentiate just a little, my dear friends. When you speak of dice and men who use these things to gamble, they of course have the free will to use the power of their thought.
Yes.
When you speak of the mind and synchronicity connected to spirit, we are speaking on a different level.
Yes, could I give an example? We had the channeling in Inca language, which I understand is Quechua. We are in touch with an Inca language expert. We're waiting to hear back from him. But in the meantime, I received a postcard of Machu Picchu in Peru from an acquaintance, not a close friend, more an acquaintance, who was declaring that he had just completed the Inca Trail. Now, that seems to me an example of an extraordinary synchronicity.
Yes. It is our way of saying to you that this, and I use your word, trail, that you must follow up on. And we will help to supply all of these things to keep your interest.
Yes, yes. Well, I accept that entirely. And yes, I've had a number of such synchronicities, and I have always had the feeling that they mean that we are on the right course.
Yes.
It's a sort of encouragement.
Yes. You might say, as the human might be interfering in some way, that is our way from spirit.
Mm.
To keep your interest going, to have all of these, what you call, coincidences, when in fact they are placed before you to keep the memory going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know how forgetful you can be.
So that form of synchronicity would always come from those in spirit.
Yes. That's why I said we must make some differentiation between actions.
Yes.
The one who wishes to gamble is using free will,
yes,
to use the power of his thought.
But if we are throwing, dice, and not particularly thinking about it or wishing for a particular number, then the laws of mathematics will apply.
Yes, yes.
That's clarified things beautifully for me.
You must accept all of these things. You inhabit a human earthly plane where all of earthly things apply. And of course, we would not encourage any human being to gamble when it can affect so many others in their lives.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what is a win for one is a loss for someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you must again always look for the fuller picture.
Mm.
You understand?
But that's also the balance, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. Yes. But some human beings become so self-centered that they cannot see Father,
that is a wonderful clarification. Thank you for that.
Somebody who's very interested in this work and who I give all the transcripts to He was telling me the other day that as a young man he was had a personality, and he had a very bad accident, and he had a major operation, and after the operation he became a different man. He was more aggressive and not willing to toe the line. Is this part of his free will, or is this I mean, I know you can't generalize with all things, but can you in your life suddenly decide that maybe you're not on the right course and you need to change, or is it just an accident? Although you're going to tell me that accidents are not.
Yes, no, we will not talk of accidents.
No,
The laws are perfect.
Yes.
And no matter how you define spiritual law, I can tell you, dear friends, that all are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget what you decide before you come into these bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that this gentleman decided that this would be the life, change of life, that would suit him best for his own progress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel maybe that's right. Mm.
So the opportunity came when he had to have the medical operation that would create the change within the physical body.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
But of course, as you full well know, my dear friends, the power of your thoughts can create much within your lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to accept the responsibility for all thoughts that you create.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sure by now you fully understand that some thoughts are more powerful than others.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You have to have the recognition of the power of your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of you, my dear friends, and I have said this many times to you before, you create your own reality. No one else is responsible for your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Never blame another for the thoughts that you have as an individual. Hello again, I bring you to thinking about your thoughts.
Yes.
Mm. Any more questions?
I just wanted to say, I know, Sam, that you never want any thanks, but this particular person, he keeps thanking me for all the help that your words have given him. So I'm just passing that on to you. He's very grateful. It's changed his life, and it's changed his daughter's life immensely.
That is why, my dear friends, I draw each one of you close each time we meet, because this group has done much to make the truth known. You cannot in your lifetime do more. You can improve your own lifestyles and your own thinking. But to spread the words of truth is what we are about. I have said to you previously, if you touch one human being in a lifetime, then you can feel that your work has been done. So I, my dear friend, return the thanks to you.
Thank you very much.
Any questions? Yes, I just wanted to ask on behalf of my neighbour. Two evenings ago, he had felt that he had a visit from a spirit from the darker realms, and he felt that he had been manhandled physically because his arm, under his arms, felt a bit sore the next morning. And the incident frightened him. There were a number of not very pleasant messages, and he was told that he had been sent to show him that there are darker realms also. Because he was frightened, we suggested that he ask for protection in his dream state. I just wondered if you could comment on the possibility of this happening, the physical, whether he was accurate, yes, in what he was feeling.
Do you remember what I have told you, my dear friend? All experience is based on either love or fear.
Yes.
This gentleman, I will speak briefly because I do not like to personalize what I say too often.
No.
But I would suggest to you that this one has opened up too quickly to psychical things.
Yes, I wondered.
He must learn to close down. And yes, we will help him if he should voice that concern.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I felt that he has been through many changes recently.
Yes, too quickly.
Yes.
Without proper guidance and help.
Right. Yes.
He has opened himself not only to the love forces, but to the forces of fear.
Ah, yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do, yes.
You and your loved one can help him if you so desire.
Yes, very happy to help.
But he must learn to close himself and bathe himself in a cloak of love and protection.
Yes. Yes,
you are quite correct in that assumption.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I told him I thought that is what had happened because I didn't want him to abandon the spiritual path which he had started to develop because of fear.
There are so many people in your world who suffer because they have not had guidance.
Yes.
To open themselves more slowly in the act of love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, I understand that, yeah, very well.
But what you must not do, my dear friends, is make him feel afraid.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Love is there, but he needs to ask for it.
Yes.
With your help.
Mm-hmm.
When you say he has to close himself down, how would you begin to tell somebody who doesn't quite understand how to close themselves down?
They must keep their feet upon the ground. They must visualize the cloak of light and love from our world to encase them, to feel that powerful love, but he must visualize it first and call upon those who are close to help him. There are many ways that this can be done. Some people will use the visualization of a blind being pulled a room divider,
yes,
a cloak of love, pure light. There are many ways, and it would be better for this one if he can find what suits himself.
Yes. But when do you suggest he does this? After any...
He must, before he goes to sleep state, ask for that protection.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Protection throughout his sleep state.
Yes, yes. Yes, because...
And upon waking, he must give thanks for all of the help that is given.
Yes, that's good. Absolutely, that's very good advice. Thank you very much.
You may find that it does not come in an instant.
No.
Because he has allowed that cloak of fear to enter, it may take your help for him to be free.
Yes, of course, I understand that. Yes, and...
Explain to him all things are based on love or fear.
Yes.
And he has to negate the fear.
He's very intelligent, so I think he will be able to grasp.
Yes.
I think.
I might even suggest that as he goes to sleep state, that he clears his room with beautiful music.
Yes, good idea.
With good vibration.
Yes.
That will cleanse the area where he is to sleep.
Yes. Yes, it's a good advice. Yes, because he has received many beneficial and good messages in his sleep state of late. So it was a big surprise to him to have something negative.
Whether he recognizes it or not, it is only that he is too open.
Yes.
In all cases of opening yourself psychically, there must be control.
Yes.
There must be discipline.
Yes.
And there must always be love.
Yes.
No one should ever sit in anticipation of anything other than love.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I understand that. And spiritual development and service, I would imagine, brings protection also.
I would suggest to anyone opening themselves up to sit with someone who has some experience. Because this is what happens. And there are many people within your world who are called insane because they cannot deal with all of these psychic events.
Yes, I've come across this before.
Yes. But you can help.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And because I have started to sit myself for mediumship, the only protection that I'm doing is a prayer before and after, but the same would apply to me, would it?
You are already protected, my dear friend, because you come here, you understand what is happening, you are automatically protected, but it does not matter if you don't, but it is always accepted gratefully to those who protect you, to hear your words,
thank you.
To ask for help, and to thank them.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yes, thank you.
You must always sit always in love.
Yes.
And never in any place where there have been vibrations of anger or negative vibrations.
Yes,
you understand.
Yes, I do see that, yes.
You should always choose one sponsor that is filled with love.
Yes.
Mm. And as time continues, then you build a barrier to all of these negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes. Thank you.
I hope that has helped.
Yes, very much. Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Now, my dear friends, I will leave you this time. I am sure you have much again to think about. And I will leave you with our dear lady and to sit quietly and discuss afterwards what points you find have been relevant from a young age. Each one of you